The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to all those who are joining us in person, and a special welcome to all those who are joining us online. It is good that we are all here together, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Before we begin, we want to just make a quick reminder that we have new hymnals. They are purple or dark bluish in color, and they are called All Creation Sings. If you see a hymn that says ACS, it means that purple hymnal. If in our hymns it says ELW, that is the Evangelical Lutheran Worship, that means the red hymnal. And we are exploring this new hymnal together, and it will enrich and deepen our worshiping experience together. And we're also going to let you guys know that we have changed our masking policy. We are moving to that point now where we need a permanent policy and a permanent stance for what we think will be now probably the next 50 to 100 years in our society. So we are going to say that masks are welcome. There will always be welcome. You are welcome to wear a mask. You are welcome to be in any position you wish to be in this space, but they are not required. We continue to be a welcoming community, welcoming of all people, of all walks of life, of all types. We welcome those who wish to mask. We welcome those who don't wish to. You are welcome to experience this time free of judgment and fear, knowing that whoever you are at whatever moment, this is who God is calling you to be. So let us now prepare our hearts and minds for worship. And may we please stand for those who are able, knowing that if you are not able, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who looks upon us in compassion, forgives our sins, and heals our lives.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Have mercy, O God.
Against you, you alone, we have sinned. In your compassion, cleanse us from our sin and take away our guilt. Create in us a new heart and give us a steadfast spirit. Do not cast us away, but fill us with your Holy Spirit and restore your joy within us. Amen.
As tender as a parent to a child, so deep is God's compassion for you. As high as heaven is above the earth, so vast is God's love for you. As far as east is from west, so far God removes your sin from you, renewing your life through Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God who crowns us with mercy and love.
Blessed be God forever.
Amen.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord God, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest or labor,
to labor
and not to ask for reward, except that of knowing that you do your will through Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord. Amen. And now we invite our children forward for a brief children's message, and we might have one little one coming down. I think everyone's still on vacation. Are you coming? Come on. Oh, she's not so sure. Barry, you might have to come with her. Oh, it's okay. It's all right. It's worth a shot. So anyways, once again. That's all right. This is their space. You can give a moment. I know. You're in front. Okay, hi. Well, now, but we got one who, I don't know if you're going to be able to answer questions, so you all are going to have to answer some questions today. So the question today, Jesus says, whatever will be in secret will be proclaimed in the open. And so I wanted to ask our little ones whether or not they ever done something really bad, but they didn't want their parents or their teacher to find out. Perhaps she's done a whole bunch of stuff, right? And perhaps you remember when you were a kid, you did something, you knew you were going to get in trouble for it, but you kept it a secret. And what did that secret do to you? It eats at you, right? And then and it starts getting its own power over you. And then what might you do to keep that secret?
Tell more secrets.
You tell more secrets or you tell a lie, right? And then that secret continues to grow in power and it controls you. But what is the way out of having that secret control your life? Exactly. Yeah. Does anyone, what do you do with a secret that's like that? What do you do with it?
Confess
up. You tell somebody, and then what happens to that power of that? It goes away. And so what Jesus is saying this morning is, don't hold those secrets, but bring them out into the open, into confession. And that is what we do most Sundays. We start worship by confessing it. It's like we have this secret in the form of this quarter, right? And this secret, this lie, will control us and dominate us. And if we put it in our hand, it will always be there, except unless it drops. My hands are really sweaty, so I don't know if this is going to work. But if we put our secret in there, and it's not going to work. But pretend the coin is in my hand. My hands are all sweaty. We'll edit this on YouTube later, so it works. But that coin is in our hand, and it's eating us away until we confess it to God. And when we confess it and we name that secret, it magically just goes away. And I need a round of applause for that. So let us always know God is a gracious and loving God, and he will always be there. And we name our secrets, we confess them, and we are forgiven. So let us pray. Let's bring our hands together. Can you do this with us? Can you bring your arms out? And on the count of three, we come together. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for forgiving us.
Thank you for forgiving us.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for coming.
And I live with God, and I Good morning. A reading from the book of Jeremiah. Hear now the word. O Lord, you have enticed me, and I was enticed. You have overpowered me, and you have prevailed. I have become a laughingstock all day long. Everyone mocks me. For whenever I speak, I must cry out. I must shout violence and destruction. For the word of the Lord has become for me a reproach and a derision all day long. If I say, I will not mention him, or speak any more in his name, then within me there is something like a burning fire shut up in my bones. I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. For I hear many whispering. Terror is all around. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. All my close friends are watching for me to stumble. Perhaps he can be enticed, and we can prevail against him and take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a dread warrior. Therefore, my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail. They will be greatly shamed, for they will not succeed. Their eternal dishonor will never be forgotten. O Lord of hosts, you test the righteous, and you see the heart and mind. Let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hands of evildoers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is found on page 4. And if you would read it responsibly with me. Surely, for your sake, I have suffered reproach, and shame has covered my face.
I have become a stranger to my own kindred, an alien to my mother's children.
Zeal for your house has eaten me up. The scorn of those who scorn you has fallen upon me. I put on sackcloth also, and became a byword among them.
Those who sit at the gate murmur against me, and the drunkards make songs about me.
But as for me, this is my prayer to you, at the time you have set, O Lord. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help.
Save me from the mire. Do not let me sink. Let me be rescued from those who hate me and out of the deep waters.
Let not the torrent of waters wash over me, neither let the deep swallow me up. Do not let the pit shut its mouth upon me.
Answer me, O Lord, for your love is kind. In your great compassion, turn to me.
Hide not your face from your servant. Be swift and answer me, for I am in distress.
Draw near to me and redeem me, because my enemies deliver me.
A reading from the book of Romans. Hear now the word. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be destroyed, and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Matthew, the 10th chapter. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of the household? So have no fear, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light. And what you hear whisper, proclaim from the housetop. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground unperceived by your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foe will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for my sake will find it. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Well, we are in that moment of our church year in these months after Pentecost, where we start transitioning into listening to Jesus' actual teachings. No more stories about Jesus, no more stories of his actions, but actually part of his teaching. And Jesus speaks in a way that is very foreign to us. He speaks in the words from the wisdom tradition of Israel. Speaks in proverbs and sayings that can be easily memorized and repeated. And oftentimes these sayings become really hard for us in the modern world to understand what's going on. We have been trained in our culture to hear things very literally, and we interpret truth in various forms of proposition. We're not good listening to proverbial wisdom. But have no fear, because the next little bit we'll be in these proverbs and sayings, and hopefully together we can try and distinguish between what's being said and what is the meaning of being said. And as I was pondering how to convey that today for this reading, and I was reminded that July is just around the corner and Christmas comes in July, as I keep saying, I am reminded of one of my favorite Christmas movies. It's called Joy Nouvelle, joy spelt in the French way, if you're going to look it up. And it's a story about the Christmas truce of 1914. You're all very familiar with that. I have to say more. But I will say that the movie focuses on the three groups who participated in that. So you have a French group, a Scottish group, and a German group. And each group has their own set of characters and their own sets of journey. And the priest, or on the Scottish side, there is a priest. And he joins the war to be a Red Cross stretcher bearer, to be in the trenches with his prisoners. And at that moment of that holy night where they decide to stop fighting for Christmas Eve and come together, our priest leads a mass there in no man's land. They're gathered by the French and the German and the Scottish soldiers there together in the midst of this battlefield. They celebrate communion together. And he preaches a sermon of peace and unity that together they can see, even for this one night, that they share this one humanity, and that they're all together in that moment wishing this war to be over. And when you hear that, you think, yes, that's a gospel message. But this sermon of his is contrasted at the end of the movie, when all of our characters who have participated in it, we get to see what happens after. We get to see how this moment transformed their lives. And our priest has an encounter with his bishop, one of those stereotypical pro-war bishops. And the bishop is mad at him, scolds him, tells him he might need to find a different occupation, and then marches off to give his own sermon to the newly arrived troops. And what do you know? The text of his sermon is our text today. I have not come to bring peace, but the sword. And as he preaches this fiery sermon on why we must go out and fight, as Martin Luther would say in the Peasants' Revolt, regrettably kill, slay, stab. And we instantly, of course, all understand that that is not quite the gospel, right? And I'm not going to engage in the complexity of war. I'm certainly not a pacifist, but certainly Jesus didn't come to bring division. So what is going on in our text? So you see that tension between these two sermons. We see the tension in our text today. And so I will suggest to you that there are words that describe a reality and words that justify a reality. And our words of Jesus today are words of description. This is what will happen when the message of God's love, of the reign of Christ, of God's love and acceptance go out into the world. What will happen? People will not accept that, and there will be divisions. One of our fellow bishops in the Episcopal Church wrote, Bishop Gene Robinson wrote, "It's funny, isn't it, that you can preach a judgmental and vengeful and angry God, and nobody will mind. But you start preaching a God that is too accepting, too loving, too forgiving, too merciful, too kind, and then you are in trouble." And if we think about this message we proclaim, that God loves everybody, that God accepts everyone regardless of their work or their efforts, and that God is in Christ Jesus reconciling all things. We love this message, of course. Of course that is, until we have to deliver that to someone we don't like. And in this deeply, deeply troubling times that we live in America, this polarizing point we find in our nation, there is always that you that you don't want. That neighbor down the street that doesn't think the way you do, that you're opposed to, that you don't like. And in America now, we don't even have conversations with those people. How many families have been split by politics in recent years? And so our message that God loves you, even you, and the you that you don't like, that is the message of our gospel. And we have seen a description that Jesus gives us is a description of the reality that we have around us. People don't like that message. They don't like it when you're told that everyone is accepted, everyone is loved, and everyone is forgiven. There comes separation. And Jesus' words today is, what do we do about that separation? And Jesus says, do not fear. Do not fear, because this proclamation will be shouted from rooftops. The kingdom is coming, and everyone one day will know that God accepts everyone. And secondly, Jesus says, do not fear, because God loves you more than many sparrows. And I know that wording, many sparrows, doesn't sound like a lot. I was trying to imagine what a romantic couple would say on the beach during their 10th year anniversary, when the one lover turns to the other and says, how much exactly do you love me? And their response is, many sparrows. It might not be that much. But let us remember, this is from the mouth of God, who has created all things, whose life imbues all things, who holds and sustains all things. And of all these things that God desperately loves and whose life moves through, you are loved more than or above these other things. So do not fear the many sparrows. It is quite a lot. This many sparrows is God's love for you. So do not fear, friends. There will be divisions in our society. People will reject our message of inclusion for inclusion. But be not afraid, because God's love will win. God's reign is coming. The table where all will be gathered together to feast at the last meal. Feast together in a world created new, where all things are reconciled to God, is coming. And do not fear, because God loves you. God forgives you. God accepts you. And together we know that acceptance. We know that love. And we know that in the new world, that love will be truly for all things. Amen.
Amen.
trusting in God's abundant mercy. Let us offer our prayers for a world in need. You entice your church to speak truth that challenges false notions of peace. Prevail upon us with the good news of Christ's death and resurrection, that we are compelled to share the gospel with all the world. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Under your watch, not even a sparrow goes unnoticed. Safeguard plant and animal habitats threatened by melting glaciers, rising oceans, and receding coastlines. Amplify the voices of those called for responsible stewardship of the earth's resources. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Our world is enduring violence and destruction. Rescue your people and nations experiencing conflict or crisis. Thwart the efforts of those who sow chaos and terror, and guide those working to bring about peace and reconciliation. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have counted even the hairs of our heads. Reassure anyone experiencing poverty, homelessness, unemployment, or exploitation that every life has value. Look favorably upon all who struggle, especially Aaron, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Ara, Penelope, Twyla, Susan, Karen, Colin, Katie, John, Joe, victims of the war in Ukraine, the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and people of Furlong Lutheran Church and St. Timothy Church. Answer us, for your steadfast love is good. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Even when we experience rejection, your love invites us to new life. Lift up anyone who feels shunned or excluded on account of their gender, race, sexual orientation, gender identity, national origin, or any other human distinction. Make your people one. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
All who have died with Christ also live with him. We give you thanks for Philip Melanthon and all the saints whose faithful confession inspired our own discipleship, and raise us with them to eternal life. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Receive our prayers and answer us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you. stand as we prepare for our meal. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Our duty and our joy, that we should in all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, for fulfilling the promises of the resurrection. You poured out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. By your promise, you bound yourself to earth and all its creatures, granting them life and calling them to flourish, setting the sign of your bow in the clouds, the color of your love and faithfulness. Your mercy endures forever.
Your mercy endures forever.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." And with this bread and cup, we remember his life laid down and lifted up as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Send your Holy Spirit upon us and these gifts of bread and wine. Bless us to be a blessing. Make us as a sign of your faithfulness. Send us to teach and cherish the earth and serve the world with mercy and love. with all the saints and light, with the earth, with all its creatures. With sun, moon, and stars, we praise you, O God, through Christ Jesus, in your spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered together, may we sing the Lord's Prayer. And we have a prayer station for those who wish to remain longer to pray. We ask you to just step behind the communion assistants and over here to not impede the flow of people returning to their seats. But know this, this is God's gift for us all, and all are welcome to come forward. Amen.
Thank you.
Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have strengthened our hearts through this feast of light and salvation. Shine the light of Christ on our path that we may do justice, love, kindness, and walk humbly with you, now and forever.
Amen.
We take a moment now to pause for some announcements amidst the congregation. Arnie is in the back with a microphone. If you have any announcements, please raise your hand. Arnie, we have Rhonda down here.
On our bulletin board out in the hall there, there's this flyer, and it's called Sand and Sea Community Drop-In Session. Circle up to experience the mental health benefits of community, play, and Mother Ocean, surfers. A session for women. It is the first Saturday of every month starting June 3rd. It's down at you park at the Agate Beach Wayside and walk across to 101 to the Aussie Surf Shop, where you'll meet our friend Lexi, and she is taking care of this program, and it sounds like a really fun thing to do.
A reminder of the hike next Saturday. Meet at the church at 9:30, and we'll go down to the gate near Wilder and start the hike about 10 o'clock. I'll be picking up the sign-up sheet probably tomorrow or Tuesday, so it's your last chance. And then on Saturday night, there's the concert at the Dorfer Theater of the Trio Music Corps Medicorps. So hope you can all come. Thanks.
And one thing about the hike, though, is that maybe you want to come, but you can't hike. It's going to be about 2.5 miles, but don't worry, because there are some transportation options available the day of that can take you to the different stations that we will be hiking. So if you want to come and experience this preserve, but aren't able to actually do the walking, that is okay. There's a place for you. Please let Susan know. She's making an arrangement for those who can only walk part of it and those who can't walk any of it. There is a spot, so please let us know if you want to be included in that. Also, I'm continuing my Thursday walks at 1 o'clock. If you want to walk on the beach and have a conversation or just enjoy the fellowship of each other and the beach, please be here at 1 o'clock. We'll be traveling down to Nine Beach and walking down there at an entry point, which is easily accessible to us all. And then a final reminder that this Wednesday is our first barbecue of the summer. So please mark that on your calendar. Bring a dish to share and come at 6 o'clock and enjoy some food and fun and our time together. And without seeing any more announcements, let us prepare our hearts and minds for the sending. God, the source of all glory, God, the word of life, God, the spirit of truth, bless you all, now and forever.
Amen.